The Wissanic welcome figure with eagle was unveiled on Monday morning at Sydney's Beacon Park, following a re-envisioning by artists Perry Laffertune, XELIMET of SOT, Say Out, and his brother Tom Laffertune, Kate Wall-Ad of WE, Chem, Seacom. The original carving, dedicated in 2017, has been refreshed to reflect the artist's vision and honor Wissanic traditions. The Wissanic welcome figure with eagle, re-envisioned by artists Perry Laffertune and Tom Laffertune, was unveiled Monday morning at Sydney's Beacon Park. Story to come. pic.twitter.com/aksuk19v. Victoria News, at Victoria News, September 29, 2025. The carving represents the welcome extended by the Wissanic to early European settlers, while the eagle on top symbolizes the strength and respect needed to move forward together in reconciliation. "It's been a long process, and now it's where we need it to be," Perry Laffertune said. "It's finished and more appealing compared to what it was before." Perry, who has been carving for 50 years, said the welcome pole expresses humility and openness. "We come from a community that is humble and welcoming. We were never one to turn people away that needed help, so it was for them to know that they were welcome into the territory following all the proper procedures and protocol," he said. The Laffertunes said the symbolism of the pole was central to their work. "The eagle on top, that's our strength. That's how we do things, that's how we think about things," Perry said. The brothers have collaborated on multiple public carvings across Greater Victoria, including works for medical buildings and marinas. "We feed off each other and that's what makes the difference," Perry said. "It means a lot that we stick together as family." The original welcome pole, pictured here, was dedicated in July 2017, and was ready for revitalization, according to Perry. Photo courtesy of Laura Judson, Town of Sydney. The ceremony included words from community members, elders, and family, highlighting the cultural significance of the pole and the importance of respecting ancestral sites in Sydney and North Saanich. Alvin Child, who assisted with the restoration, said the timing of the unveiling was intentional. "Tomorrow's Truth and Reconciliation Day is important, but this pole stands here for all of us to reflect on," he said. For Perry, the unveiling was also personal. "I'm happy to be here and I'm happy that this pole is where it is. The work that went into it matters," he said. Visitors can see the carving as it faces the water, a reminder of the history and values it represents.